Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to see what the status is of the very last three issues for the DeLorean buildup that I need. I'm almost done with the project, but I'm still expecting the very last three issues.
All right, what's your order number? And I could look into it.
You mean my account number?
Yes, yeah, the same. Whatever number you have, I'm ready for it.
It's 248-47090.
What is your name and your address?
Thurman Solano, 128 Post Avenue, 4N, New York, New York, 10034.
All right. Now, what was your question?
The last three issues of the DeLorean buildup, I still haven't received those yet.
Your account is canceled.
No, it's not canceled.
Well, that's what your account says.
Is that why I haven't gotten those last three issues?
Affirmative. Would you like to reactivate?
Yeah, you can reactivate it. I was told almost a month ago that it was shipped, actually.
No. Just a moment.
I was also told that one of them is on back order.
Just a moment. I can review your order. Just a second. Still downloading. Just a moment.
All right.
Still waiting.
All right.
It actually was canceled on March the 5th. A package was returned. So once the package was returned as undeliverable, it canceled your account automatically.
I see. Yeah, it was returned because it was shipped under a different name, I think. And I wasn't able to claim it at the post office.
Yeah, it shows it was returned and refunded. Hold on. Would you like to just reactivate everything and get it back started?
I would, yes, because I just need the last three issues, and then I'm done with the buildup.
Okay. And were you referring, which issues were you referring to?
I don't remember, but it's the very last three issues. I think it's 150, something like that. 156 to 59, I think, or...
Oh, basically that package that was returned was supposed to be your last one?
I'm not even sure if it was that one, but I know I had changed my address. Not my address. I had asked them to ship it to another address because I wasn't going to be in my current one. And they shipped it to the right address but the wrong name. So that was sent back. But I don't know if that was the last three issues.
Yeah, hold on. And you didn't get none of the reships?
All I'm missing is the last three issues.
Yeah, it shows you a reship, so you didn't get that reship either. I'll go ahead and process it. Hold on.
Oh, no, I didn't get that, no. What was in that last?
156, 157, and 158.
Okay, yeah, those are the last three, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't receive those, no.
All right, just a second.
Thanks.
Just a second. Still just waiting for the system. Just a moment.
Okay.
It's almost there. Just a second. It's almost finished. It's just going through your transactions.
All right.
Just waiting for the response. Just a second. Okay, and it was reshipped successfully. Allow 7 to 10 days after release the warehouse to receive it.
Okay. And I should get an email with the tracking, right?
No, the email will not be sent for the reship. You'll have to give us a call back to get the tracking update.
Okay. When's a good time to call back then?
It might be best to call back next week.
A week from now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was officially shipped then?
Yeah, we officially processed the reship. It hasn't left yet. But once it leaves, we can give you your tracking update information.
Okay, because I could have sworn you guys told me the same thing last time. But I don't know if that was, I'm not sure what the issue was.
Now, verify the correct address that we need to ship to.
128 Post Avenue, apartment 4N, as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
New York, 10034.
Yep, wait, your name on the name?
Thurman Solano.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we have. I'm not sure where the mix-up was.
Okay. All right, so my last question is, I'm also doing the Ecto-1 buildup. Could you tell me when I'll be charged for that? I think I already got the first two issues, but when does that start? When do I start being billed for that?
All right, just a second. All right, the Ecto-1, it shows you suspended it until April 30th.
April 30th. Okay, so I'll start being billed at the 30th of every month?
No, exactly. You'll be charged every 25 days. Do you want to change your frequency to every 5 weeks so it could come around the same time?
No, it's fine. So I'll be charged the 25th of every month?
No, it'll be different days that you'll be charged. It won't be the same day every month.
But
you'll
be
able to... Yeah, if you set the frequency for every 5 weeks, it'll be around the same time. But if you have it set for 4, which it is now, it'll come every 25 days. So you might receive shipments twice a month.
Okay, no, that's fine. And I think it's 10. I think I had set it for 8 issues, right?
Yeah, it's at 8.
Okay, all right.
Okay, do so you want to change it?
No, that's fine. So I'll be charged around the 30th, and then when would the shipment be sent?
Yes, it'll be... Now, we ship and bill on the same day, so we'll ship it out on 4:30, and it should leave from the warehouse in a few days afterwards.
Okay, and then I'll get an email with that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, that's it. Thanks for your time.
And you're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss today.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome.